legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.com.
Skin, everybody.
When it comes to naked celebrities, Mr. Skin knows all and shows all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another skintastic episode of the Mr. Skin podcast. I am Jimmy Fallon in New York, joined by the great Andrea Lowell in Los Angeles. How you doing, champ?
I am doing fantastic. Great to hear your voice, Jimmy.
I know I miss you. It's good to have you back in my life. Good for morale. and of course, you can find all things Mr. Skin Podcast at our Safe for Work website, MrSkinPodcast.com. It includes links to subscribe via iTunes, Android, not Andrew. You cannot subscribe to Andrew, although he's a nice guy from what I hear. SoundCloud and more. And if you like the show, give us a good rating so we can help other people tune in and get turned on. And if you want to ask Mr. Skin a question, blow a call into the Skin line at 304-TALK-SKIN and leave us a message. And as always, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at MrSkin.com. Without further ado, let's fast forward to the good parts with the man himself, Mr. Skin. How you doing, Skin?
Doing great, Jimmy and Andrea. Good to hear your voices.
Glad, likewise. I'm very glad we're broadcasting remotely today because eye contact might be a little difficult for me because I spent the weekend with your sister in Atlanta.
Oh, boy. Yes, true story.
Awkward.
So Andrea, listen to this. So I get home. Now, it's just been eight days in the hot Florida sun watching my 10-year-old son play baseball. And I get home late. I get off the plane, get home. I'm exhausted. And I flip, plug my phone in, and I look at, I get a text from Jimmy. So I'm like, hey, good. Let's see how Jimmy's doing. It's a picture of Jimmy with his arm around my sister.
How does that even happen?
This is where it gets weird, Andrea. I never, ever pick up hitchhikers. Like ever. But it's raining. There I am. No, I was, we were down at Morning Show Boot Camp in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, it's a radio event. Convention.
Oh, I thought for a minute you were actually doing a morning boot camp. I was like, go ahead with your fitness.
That's so funny. They make you climb a rock wall with headphones on. Read the ad, private. Read the ad. And we're down at the Grand Hyatt. And she was really was the first thing that happened to me. I walked in the door and a mutual friend of ours, Jessica Sherman, was like, these people are from the Skin contingent. And then I didn't know if I was being punked or what it was. But yeah, sure enough, I meet an adorable gal. She does, by the way, have a little bit of a Chicago accent, Skin.
Cute.
Oh, yeah. You can't get away from it.
Andrew, you got to picture this, though. It's an adorable, lovely woman with the best energy you could hope to have on a human being. But she does sound like she's in that Saturday Night Live sketch with the Bears.
Yeah.
Did she order a cheeseburger?
I did ask her five times to say the Bears, and she kept punching me. It was violent. She heard I was into that sort of thing. But yeah, a winning weekend, Skin.
That's cool.
It was just so surreal to see you with your arm around my sister, and you've spent more time with my sister than I've spent.
That is true.
Jimmy, though, and did she give you any inside scoop on Mr. Skin that we don't know about?
No, but I will say this. No, but this is where she did redeem the family name. We went out to lunch and dinner several times together as a group, and she does order like a grown up. Like, she'll get a full entree, you know, like, she'll eat. You know, you go out with the Skin man, you're getting a kale shake. He's doing crunches while the waiter brings it to him. Some type of Skin.
She's a lot younger.
Are you going to switch from nude videos to like P90X videos, Skin? Is that what this is about?
I'm getting
very healthy.
I will say, Mr. Skin, I say this almost every time. He's hot.
Keep saying it.
His body is banging. So, in my opinion, Skin, keep drinking the kale smoothies and keep doing the push ups and whatever else you're doing because you're looking good, baby.
It's working out.
Well, thank you. You know, that was cool. I haven't talked to you since that, so I was wondering how you ran into him. But I did figure it out that you're both at a radio convention. But that was so funny. You know, another thing that happened here is we had August 10th was our 17th anniversary of MrSkin.com. And we did a office party on Friday, which is always fun. That's the time when I could go out and get drunk with our 45 or so employees here. And we had a great time. And it's pretty cool. 17 years. It seems like time's flown, but 17 years, that's a long time to be doing this. It's pretty
crazy.
Now,
let me ask you a question, Skin. Do you guys, when you guys have office parties, is there anyone on the staff? I mean, I could hazard a guess as to who I think it would be. But is there anyone on the staff that makes the office party memorable? beyond like the regular goings on of
every year we give a lampshade award because our parties are so much fun and people just go nuts that there's always someone that takes it to the next limit, you know, that maybe is making a copy machine of their ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know that guy who
or gal.
We've had my sister actually got her lampshade award.
No,
or maybe multiple. Yeah, she only had three drinks, but she was out of her tree.
Hilarious.
But yeah, it's fun. Listen, we have a really fun group. One of the things that is different now when we'd have parties, we'd always have Christmas parties and stuff. But in the early days, we were. You know, like we were all like I was in my early 40s. I was the oldest guy. Now I go to these parties and we have people 23, 24, 25. I'm leaving to go home by 10 o'clock. They're out till, you know, 4 a.m.
That's, that's really
yeah.
Funny.
It's a different world
so
here. It's a different
a productive
world.
Week, but we weren't the only ones who did productive things. I understand Andrea was filming The Revenant 2. What did you do? You went camping?
I did. I'm an avid camper, hiker, anything outdoorsy. I'm all about it. And it doesn't really fit the kind of caricature of me. Uh-huh. People are like, oh, you're glamorous, you're this or that. No, I'm really a dirty hippie at heart. And yeah, I was out in Wyoming and went to Yellowstone uh-huh. and the Grand Tetons. And I got one with nature. And yeah, there was tons of bear shit everywhere, fresh.
Now, do bears?
Yeah.
Are you like out where a bear could actually come up to you? Your tent like that?
Yes.
Crazy camping?
100%. Yeah. We did a lot of backcountry hiking and we stay at the less desirable campsites because it's first come, first serve if you don't make a reservation months in advance. So we specifically pick the campsites that are a little more backcountry so we can get a spot. And yeah, there's bears everywhere.
Now, when you're sleeping, can a bear like walk up to your tent and screw with you? Really?
Yeah. You could get pounced and smashed.
I love how you asked like.
So how do you sleep?
But I love how you asked like when you're sleeping as if there's like an etiquette. Like you asked it as if it was like a code of honor question.
Well, no, you wouldn't see it coming.
It's terrifying. What you do is, well, you go in knowing and you go in prepared. You have bear spray in your tent. I have like two knives on me at all times. And you just put earplugs in and try not to hear it because it does happen. And it's happened to me before. Not where they attack, but where they're kind of sniffing out the tent. And it's really scary. So the best thing to do is just pop earplugs in and don't have food in your tent.
Jesus. What is bear spray? What is it exactly?
It's just really high powered pepper spray and it's a huge canister so you can, you know, get something the size of a bear uh-huh. and also the distance to keep a bear. So it can spray about 30, 40 feet and just kind of stops them in their tracks. It's very much like pepper spray or mace.
And away they go.
Could you imagine?
No, that is so crazy to me. Like
I know, it's just funny that that's like
that's my idea of vacation.
I know, that's like to me, that's my idea. Of stress.
Yeah, like I got to the Grand Hyatt in Atlanta and freaked out because there was a bottle cap on my desk. Like, yo, I don't feel safe in here. This isn't
you
right.
Know what?
That's great.
There's something about that kind of fear that's exciting for me, and knowing that I'm totally connecting with nature and immersing myself in it. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I roll. So. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, and listen, we're all glad you survived because we have a lot of nudity to get to this week.
Fantastic.
And, now you were gone, so I don't know. Have you been able to watch any of the Olympics in the last week or so?
You know, personally, the only Olympics I've caught have been men's tennis. That's all I really care about, actually. But no, I haven't seen any great nudity at all. I haven't seen any hot asses. I haven't seen anything.
Well, I'll take care of that for
there
you because what I did is in the you know, one of the interesting things, even when I've been going on radio over the last week, is a lot of the hosts have been asking me all these girls that you never heard of prior to the Olympics. All of a sudden, they're kind of like household names and you see these beautiful women and these things that have happened.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of run down. I just picked a few things that I saw over the last week that I thought you guys would be interested in. And by the way, again, anything we talk about, we'll put at MrSkinPodcast.com. But just from the in the last week, there was something that I thought was crazy, which was
everything.
There was this girl, this Eugenia Yukolova, who's a Russian beach volleyball player. And by the way, God, I don't care who's playing. I could watch women's beach volleyball anytime. And before the Olympics, she had what I consider the greatest co-camel toe ever. And it was her and this other girl were doing a medal photo session with their, you know, she was with a different partner than she is with the Olympics now. But these two girls are holding up their medals. And this has made the rounds, if you see any of these Olympic sex sites. Yeah, yeah. This was a big picture. I want you guys to see it. Check out the double camel toe of these two girls. It's Maria Bratkova and Eugenia Yukolova. And Eugenia Yukolova is in the 2016 Olympics in beach volleyball. But wow.
Is this
have you ever
real?
Seen a double camel toe? Yes.
You're sure real. This is real?
That's
yes.
really
now,
yes.
I'm a camel toe hunter. I love finding them, spotting them, calling them out. I have hand signals. I have code words. Whenever I see a hot CT, I always point it out. This is mind-blowing.
Yep.
I mean, you see full lippage. These girls are not only waxed, they look lasered. This is crazy. I've never seen such defined labia majora in my life.
I'm more blown away that they're holding up their medals outdoors in Rio. You can get mugged for that.
Yeah. By the way, those medals are for camel toes.
Those medals are camel toes.
I hope they took the gold. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I want to see. I want to see the after shot of the robber running down the beach with those two medals.
Yeah, they're pink medals. No, they no these two. But anyway, so this picture, which was from a year or so ago, has popped up now that this girl is one of the Russian beach volleyball players. So we'll put that up at MrSkinPodcast.com. It's a pretty cool pick. Now, another thing, when I was doing our Olympic special last week, I failed to mention a girl that there were so many to get to, and I didn't get to this Michelle Jenneke, who's an Australian hurdler and like a hurdler, and she's also really a model more than probably a hurdler, but they're calling her the Anna Kournikova, the real Olympics, because she's one of those girls that's she's not really going to win a medal, but she made it. And I don't think that's fair, because if you're good enough to be in the Olympics, I don't care if you come in sixth place.
Right.
You're still a great athlete. But this girl is so hot. And she became a viral sensation back in 2012. And I don't know if you guys have seen this, but you got to watch this video of her. She was at the Junior Championships doing this insanely sexy warm-up dance.
Who she is.
Do you know what I'm you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes. Love it.
And what happened was she was doing this, and then I can't remember what website, but they kind of took it and put it to music, and it's got like 28 million views, and it is the sexiest thing. It's just her warming up before she's about to do the hurdles from the Junior Championship. So she's in the Olympics. Her name's Michelle Jenneke, and if you haven't seen this, you got to check it out at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Yeah, she's adorable. She reminds me of the class kind of Playboy playmate, that girl next door, very happy, very silly, naturally sexy. Mm-hmm. All of her movements are very like well done. Like you can tell she's good in bed by the way she moves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You can tell she likes Red Bull and vodka by the way she moves. Look at that. I'm watching the video on the
are
podcast site right now. That's hilarious.
I'm like I said, 28 million views, and she has a good attitude. If you watch her run, she's always at the end of the race smiling, hugging the other girls.
Yes.
She's just got this great energy, and good for her. Who cares if she's the Anna Kournikova of the Olympics?
Totally.
She's in the Olympics, and she's gorgeous, and she's someone to keep an eye on. Her name's Michelle Jenneke. By the way, I haven't been keeping up with my hurdling, but I think she did come in sixth place in her heat, which would probably mean she doesn't get to try out for a medal, but I'm not 100% sure. But who cares? She's really gorgeous. So, and then this other one, have you guys been seeing this diver, Cassidy Cook? Cassidy Cook. She's an American female diver on the U.S. team, and she didn't make the finals, but a lot of people. She's just this really cute girl who, by the way, her Instagram pics are now all over the web, and everyone's talking about Cassidy Cook. I put up one pic, but you get the idea of a diver butt.
You
know, a diver butt
I had
like.
No idea diving could give you an ass like that. I may have a new hobby I need to take up, because that is an amazing romp.
Well, you've done muff diving.
Oh, well, yes. Plenty of times, Skin.
Wow. That's what that's
called.
Cassidy Cook has been getting a lot of a lot of pub from the Olympics. And again, she didn't even make it to the medal round, and she's become a huge favorite on the internet.
Yeah.
And like I said, her Instagram, if you go through my executive producer, Maddie D, our executive producer, showed me a bunch of her Instagram pics, and my God, she is so cute.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, she's another one that everyone's talking about right now.
She is a keeper.
Yeah, and there was a something else that was pretty cool that there's a girl that's a Russian long jumper. I'm sure you guys are very familiar with her. Her name's Daria Klishina. And this is what happens with this stuff is, okay, so all of a sudden these old pictures and things start. Oh, my God, we got the decency police zeroing back. Yeah, excuse that. We're in the Mr. Skin offices, and the police are zooming by. But anyway, so this what happens is, so this girl's a Russian long jumper.
Right.
And, okay, so even before the Olympics start, all of a sudden these pics of her start popping up because, you know, she's going to be a lot of people are going to be talking about her. And there's one of her, and Andrew, you got to check this out. So she is doing a long jump in an event prior to the Olympics. And as she like lands in the sand, we get about as close to a lip slip as you can get.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's pretty cool. These pics have been making the rounds too, because with the Olympics up, all of a sudden these, you know, now she's someone people are talking about, but pretty crazy stuff. This girl, this Russian long jumper in the sand giving a little lip slippage, which is pretty funny.
Well, she's stunningly beautiful. I mean, yes. If she weren't a long jumper, she would be a model or an actress or something. She's so pretty and her body is flawless. But yeah, she lands in the sand in a full split doggy style. So you're, you don't have to use your imagination at all.
Jimmy, you didn't even know all this was going on in the Olympics, did you?
No idea. Oh, wow. So I'm on.
There's a whole sub-Olympics going on over at the Mr. Skin office.
Because it is. It's so funny because everybody has a different reason to watch, I guess. Like, you know, like I have a gambling problem. So I'm like betting on, you know what I mean? I'm watching it with a different interest. But yeah, that's crazy.
Right.
I'm on the third clip of that now. You know how it's like a three-shot montage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a three-shot muftage. Yes.
Well,
yes.
I have to
so
say.
Hot.
So anyway.
Yeah, this will.
Yeah. So her name is, her name is Daria Klishina. And it's pretty interesting to check out. So be looking for her in the long jump, and we already have some cool lip slippage of her. But I want to tell you the big, big moment from the Olympics that I was just blown away that this happened. I couldn't believe it. But I shouldn't say that, because every year there is something like this where a bathing suit moves a little or a breast pops out. But in this case, it was the it wasn't just a nip slip. It was a whole breast slip.
Wow.
It was a water polo match between USA and Spain. And what's interesting, this was on NBC, and they totally missed it. Because I think a lot of this is taped, and then they play it. Yeah. So I don't think this was live, but...
Okay.
So these... the American kind of... There was a little underwater fighting going on, and the American pulled the Spaniard's top to the side, and her whole left breast popped out. And I hope you guys could see this, because it's
oh yes,
it's another must see TV on NBC.
You know, I think water polo is your best bet for stuff like this, because it's a very aggressive sport underneath the water. There's a lot of fighting and physicality going on, and I love watching this because it's literally an underwater cat fight.
Yeah.
And she just rips the bathing suit to the side and out pops the titty.
There it is.
Well, you know, Maddie D just hit me up, and I didn't even realize this because I wasn't watching it, but I guess this did happen live.
Oh!
and they even did an instant replay of it. They even did an instant replay of it and showed it. And it's funny because I guess there was people on Twitter, like really nerdy dudes, were like, they thought this was unprofessional, or they should never have shown her breasts. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I mean,
come on.
Else,
it happened.
Why else would you watch water polo,
on,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
They want ratings, man.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen this, we have it at MrSkinPodcast.com, our full left breast by a Spanish water polo girl underwater. A great underwater nude scene. And by the way, while we're on the subject of underwater nude scenes, my favorite underwater nip slip of all time is Jennifer Love Hewitt in the Jackie Chan movie The Tuxedo from 2002, where she's struggling with a guy underwater in her right breast pops out of her blue dress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't get a lot of good, Jimmy, I don't know if you know this, you don't get a lot of good underwater nude scenes, but especially for Jennifer Love Hewitt, who's been very skingy in her career and just has not, with the body she has, you know, hasn't done enough nudity or really any nudity. This is it. But you got to check this out, too. So we'll put that up for people, too. My favorite underwater nip slip of all time.
So fantastic. Fun.
And it's such a crowded field.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
In that shot, Skin, like, it looks like her right nipple is like the size of a manhole cover.
Yeah, it does.
The Jennifer Love Hewitt one, that looks, wow.
That, maybe that's why she's never done a topless scene.
You know
she
what?
Has, like, huge silver dollars.
There has to be a reason, because her body is so ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, she's tiny yet voluptuous and has huge natural breasts, so there must be something going on. So I think you might have nailed it, Jimmy.
Whoa.
Yeah, and also, if I look at the history of the searches at MrSkin.com and 17 years of doing this, the... for some reason, and I don't know, I shouldn't say for some reason because she's beautiful, but Jennifer Love Hewitt is always in our top 25 most searched actresses. And it's not like she's has any major television show going on right now or any she's big in the news or in some big movie. So I think guys just appreciate the fact she has a killer body.
Yeah.
And I think they're so hopeful that someday she'll actually do a real nude scene. So I will keep you guys posted.
Sounds good.
Please.
Yeah. And then... hey, real quick though, last but not least, the probably the funniest thing that happened in the Olympics. I don't know if you saw this, but so this it's the you know the pole vault we go up real high in the air, and this male pole vaulter, he's a Japanese guy named Hiroki Ogito Ogita, whatever.
Ogita.
Yeah, and now we did a we got a is it a GIF or a GIF? I never know.
GIF.
GIF. So the guy's going over the bar up in the air and his cock catches the bar and helps knock the bar down. And I am not exaggerating.
Oh,
you could see it.
My God. Look at, well, he's breaking Asian stereotypes left and right with that one.
I am telling you, it is the funniest funniest GIF I've ever seen. He's in the air, and as he's coming over the pole, his cock hits the bar and knocks it off.
You know what? It's one of those GIFs where it's like the more you watch it, the funnier and funnier it gets. I cannot stop. My eyes are glued. The look on his face after he realizes his wang has just been smashed and he's taking the bar down is hilarious.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
I don't think we'll see that again, especially from the Japanese.
His nickname's Wadzilla, right?
Oh, look at this dude.
Poor baby.
The reverse.
You know, so he's got a great ass, though.
Jimmy, did you notice that? I didn't.
I see what you did there, Skin.
Yeah, but anyway, so those are some Olympic treats we have up if you want to check them out.
Those were great, Skin.
My skin servations of the Olympics so far. And and by the way, it doesn't even matter. Just turn on television between the track and swimming and beach volleyball. There's so many beautiful athletes. It's fun to watch, even if you're not watching your favorite team. So big fan of that stuff. Now, I wanted to get to a little brief TV nudity. And Andrea, I wanted your opinion on something. So Chelsea Handler has this Netflix talk show now she's doing called Chelsea. And last week she devoted an entire episode to visiting Moscow and naturally ended up at a Russian bathhouse. And there were some really great looks at her. She was in a thong. She was topless. Uh-huh. And there's a lot of master debate on the internet about Chelsea Handler, like how much work she has done. Mm-hmm. Are her breasts real or fake? Mm-hmm. And I got a couple picks for you from this. And Andrea, I need your expert opinion because I have my thoughts, but she's in her 40s, mm-hmm. obviously. Or there's even a bunch of debate on whether she's what she says she is at 41 or is she older. But look at those boobs.
Okay.
And I just think her breasts are spectacular. But something is going on there.
Here's the issue. She has said publicly before that her boobs are real. So I don't want to call her a liar. There are cases where women just do have amazingly perfect, natural, huge wrecks. Mm-hmm. She could be one of them. It just seems a little unlikely due to her age. I know I'm in my early 30s and I've seen my boobs change. You know, mm-hmm. they're still perky, but they're different. So the mm-hmm. fact that They're looking so good. Maybe she's had a lift. Maybe she's had a little something. But I want to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Definitely a lift. Yeah. There's no way you could have boobs that big that are...
that perky.
But I want to say, like, when you see obvious fake boobs, mm-hmm. you could tell. Like, I don't look at those and think fake.
You know what, though? Mm-hmm. In the first image, I would say they look fake. But the fact that she has said they're not, and she doesn't strike me as a liar, mm-hmm. I think they must be real. So maybe a lift, maybe she's just genetically blessed. And the fact is, when you have a natural, amazing rack, you do want to show it off. You are topless all the time. Yep. And she's no stranger to toplessness. So that kind of almost...
It's like, at my health club, the guys with the big cocks never wear towels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got you.
You know what? Unfortunately, at the health club, people don't care about body quality and towels. There's no correlation. You know, like old men hit an age where they just decide they're not wearing clothes anymore?
Yep.
That's my gym. Yep. There's like a rule.
That was the gym I go to is a lot of old guys, rich, wealthy dudes in downtown Chicago. And one of the things that freaked me out in my early days of going there was the like 70-year-old guys nude with the big turkey gizzards hanging down.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Where like your balls literally hang to your knees. I saw stuff as, you know, I was used to being in locker rooms with, you know, athletes and things like that. That was like the biggest shock was seeing old guys naked, big turkey gizzards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're on a scale, they're weighing themselves and all that. It's just, or the other thing too is just sitting on the couch naked, like not putting a towel down. That always drove
it
me
is.
Nuts
it's like
too.
A celebration. You know what it is? It's like, I got to look at it. So you got to look at it, you know?
Right.
You got to split the bill.
I've seen guys, I was at a club once where this guy would just trim his pubes.
Oh, God.
He just put his like his knee up on the sink and trim his pubes.
You know what? People that do that are looking for a reaction. Why in the holy hell would anyone take their pube trimming activity to a locker room? Do that shit at home.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right?
Really?
I agree.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, you see some crazy stuff in the old man locker room.
You know, same thing with old women, but I won't get into it. But, you know, the old ladies are just as crass, okay?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen some stuff.
I know. Hey, also, just other couple quick things. That show Power on the Stars Network, I'm only showing, I know I've talked Power a lot.
Yeah.
But they're in their third season, but I got my Nips of the Year award here.
Okay.
And when I do the Anatomy Awards, Jimmy, I don't know if you know this, we always do our most niptastic nips. And this girl, Lucy Walters, and Andrew, I'd love your commentary.
Sure.
These are some spectacular nippages. She's laying on a bed and, you know, like I said, right now she's the front runner for our most niptastic nips. Lucy Walters from season 3, episode 4 of Power on the Stars Network.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, the girth of that nip is substantial. I'm holding
you
my...
You bring up a good... They say that about penis, like, okay, maybe length isn't important as girth. Is it true with a nip, though?
You know what? I've never suckled on a nipple that thick. Mm-hmm. So have either of you? I mean, to me, it might almost be like sucking a small wiener.
All right. So back to my weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Jimmy, sorry. You didn't know where this
I'm
was kidding. Going.
No, I just meant because she said, has anyone ever suckled on a nipple that big? And
right,
I said, so
right.
Back to my weekend in Atlanta. That was a joke about your sister.
He dirty
not
got
getting
it.
That. You
got
you
it.
See,
yeah,
I got
sorry.
I appreciate you
sorry,
assuming
was,
the best of me. That was good.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, by the way, celebrities, if you're looking at some celebrities, like at MrSkin.com, I'd say like Bai Ling is an example.
Yes.
Of a nip.
Mm.
She's on my all nip team, I would say.
Anne Hathaway.
Mila Jovovich is another one. So I'm going to have to add Lucy Walters. Obviously, all nips answer to Farrah Fawcett's nips. She's my all-time niptastic nipper.
Yes.
But Lucy Walters, I'm going to have to... add her to the playlist. I also remember Stacey Dash. Remember her from?
Oh yeah,
From Clueless, the black actress from Clueless. She has serious doorbells. So yeah, it's a great list, and I'm very proud that Lucy Walters will be entering the Niptastic Nip list. So.
Yes, and I would ring that bell. Despite their girth, I'm not afraid of any nipple. I would take it on if she put them in my face.
What you're saying is you wouldn't knock at their place. Hey, one other quick thing. We did a little thing for Andrea. Aww. in the same Power episode, we were talking freckles
yes.
on boobs. And this Natalie Paul, we found a great freckle right above her right areola for you.
Oh, my
Andrea,
God. So, that is yeah. so sweet wow. of you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's my yeah. birthday. Thank you so much. I might make
no
that
problem.
My new screensaver.
It's the kind of guy I am. Yeah, and don't forget all this stuff. I know sometimes we get off and us three are just staring at pictures and talking about it, but the all this is available at MrSkinPodcast.com if you're listening. So that was a little TV nudity.
Yes.
And I did want to talk to you uh-huh. guys. There was a really cool movie thing that happened that I actually there's controversy here too.
Okay.
But, do you guys remember? You guys have heard of the show Freaks and
oh,
Geeks.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, yeah. yes, 100%.
Yeah, and there was a girl named Sarah Hagen on the show. She, if you don't know her, she played Millie the Mathlete.
Oh, I know.
And Maddie D has a little clip. She was like the real smart math girl mm-hmm. on the show. Maddie, you got a clip of that we could play?
You're high. What? You're on the pot. How could you tell? I'm not dumb, Lindsay. I know what high people look like. I went to a Seals and Cross concert last summer.
Yeah. So anyway, she's like the nerdy math girl on Freaks and Geeks, which only aired for one season, but people really love that
yes.
show. There's a lot of loyalty to that one season with Judd Apatow and obviously all the great actors that came out of that show. But anyway, there was a movie that came out. It was released on VOD July 26 called Sunchoke. I'm sure you guys have never heard of that
no.
movie, but that's what we do here at the Mr. Skin offices. And believe it or not, Sarah Hagen not only makes her new debut, but here's where the controversy comes in. And Jimmy, maybe you could chime in here, but she has a sex scene with a guy. So she's riding him. He's laying on his back. She is riding him. Look at the shots from the rear. Look. There's something going on between girl and guy. There's serious pull there. And we are at the skin offices. We're all going crazy because if you look at this, uh-huh. it looks like real sex. Like he's has an erection that she's riding.
Yeah.
But in the reality
wow.
is, come on. Can you do real sex in a movie and get away with it?
I mean,
the
you
picture
can.
Is.
I mean, that's because there's something there. I mean, so here's my first question. Could you put that there in post? Probably not, right?
No pun intended.
Yeah, hey.
With post, but yeah. No, I mean, you
yeah,
could.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, but no, it's just the budget of the movie. There's just, it wouldn't make sense.
So is the budget of the film that small? Is that what you're saying? Because if it is, my guess is you could get away with this without the producers even knowing, because they probably don't. If the budget's that low, there might not even be enough people on set to catch this sort
like
of
a
thing.
Script supervisor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's driving me nuts because my initial reaction is there's no way they were having real sex. It's just, there's so
yeah,
many times
in the
history of film,
the
in the history
go.
Of film. Yeah. And there's history of film. There's lots of times like, Mickey Rourke and Cary Otis in Wild Orchid, or Donald Sutherland, Julie Christie, and Don't Look Now, where people thought like, "Hey, they were having real sex." There's rumors to that effect.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't. There's just nothing about this movie that would make me think that they would try to sneak in a real sex scene. But I'm telling you, if you look at the picture we have at MrSkinPodcast.com from this movie. You would think that's pole. That's his.
Oh,
dick.
It is his pole.
Is it for sure? I mean,
what else would it be?
It's weird because when you watch it in real time, it looks fake in real time. It looks real
oh, really?
In the still. But
do you think it's prosthetic cock?
I mean, that's possible.
But if she's riding a dildo, it's still porn. You know what I mean?
Well, hold
exactly,
on.
Because that
actually now, because when you watch it in real time, right? She starts beating the shit out of him at the end, which makes me think it's real and he finished too fast.
Okay, I'm going to watch this in full screen and see what I can deduce.
All right, so
here.
We might have to have our this week's poll question, no pun intended. Was that phony baloney?
Wow.
You know, so we'll have to I don't know. So anyway, it's just maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. Maybe someone that was working on the movie that could let us know. But I got to say, right now, there's big controversy here at the Mr. Skin offices as to whether Sarah Hagen from Freaks and Geeks was having real sex in her nude debut. So we will keep you posted. If I get a confirmation, I will share it in the podcast. But
okay.
I mean, this is really important stuff, as you can imagine.
I mean, what I would do is I would first investigate the relationship between the actors. Are they dating? Because I would be much more likely to have sex with my real boyfriend or real husband in a movie and just be like, oh, let's just pretend like we didn't.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, like I said, if I find anything out, I'll let you guys know. But just something to chew on, if you will.
Sure.
Hey, real quick, I want to move on. But on the subject of Freaks and Geeks, Linda Cardellini played Lindsay, was the star. We're still waiting on her to do a nude scene. She came close in a Dee Snider movie called Strangeland. She also showed some side boobage in Mad Men with Don Draper, but Linda Cardellini never nude. Now, interesting thing, I don't know if a lot of people know this, the one that played Lindsay's mom, Lindsay and Sam's mom on the show, Becky Ann Baker is her name. She plays Lena Dunham's mother on Girls and did a real funny sex scene on Girls and actually showed her boobs. So the wait is over on Becky Ann Baker. She has been
named. She did it. So.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, also, you know, we have that 304 Talk Skin line if you want to call in and ask us a question, and we get, you know, starting to get some nice calls in. And Maddie D, do you have this week's caller? So maybe I can answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a good call to take a listen.
Hey, Mr. Skin, Steve, lifetime member, best investment ever. Question, back in the 80s in my Skin and Cinemax days, there was a ping pong scene in Bangkok. I think it was Emmanuel in Bangkok. I've never been able to find that scene before. Any ideas?
Oh, actually, that's a really, thank you, Maddie D. That's actually a really good question. He's talking about, I believe, a 1976 movie called Emmanuel in Bangkok. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys remember Sylvia Kristel was the girl in the first couple, and then they kind of franchised it, and all of a sudden, this Laura Gemser was in the Emmanuel movies. And what he's referring to, and I don't know, Maddie, I don't think we actually have this at our website, because if I remember correctly, that girl that did the ping pong, we were never able to ID her. So
that's correct.
Okay, is that the case? So
uncredited.
Okay, so what I'll do is I know what he's talking about. For MrSkinPodcast.com, I'll grab that scene and put it up for you guys to check out. But it's kind of cool. It's it's like at a club, and this girl's up on stage completely naked and she's shooting ping pong balls out of her vagina. So hey, and this isn't unprecedented by the way. In Artie Lang's movie Beer League, I remember 90s porn star Keisha did a thing where she was shooting ping pong balls out of her vagina and the guys were like trying to hit it with a wiffle ball bat. That was a really funny scene in Beer League.
Love that.
Yeah, and I remember also what was that? Zombie Strippers with Jenna Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember this, Andrea, but she was shooting ping pong balls out of her vagina also.
I got to tell you,
yeah.
How Zombie Strippers didn't get an Oscar is beyond me.
Yeah. Well, now I got to make a playlist. thanks to that caller, I'll have to do a playlist of the greatest shooting ping pong balls out of your vagina scenes ever. But that's actually a great question. And by the way, you know what? I don't know if the guy left his information, but in the future, if anyone calls in and asks a question and we actually use it on the air, we'll go ahead and send you out some Mr. Skin swag, because I really appreciate that. And to me, the thing I enjoy the most about what I get to do for a living is answer questions, because I was doing this for years before I even had MrSkin.com.
Yeah.
That's always been a pleasure. So that was, by the way, a great question. I do not know that actress's name. I don't even know if she was credited
that's
as girl shooting ping pongs out of her vagina, but I could definitely dig that up, and we'll put it up. We'll put it up so when this goes live, you guys could enjoy this at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey, can I just also mention, because we have other giveaways going on, Skin, if you're a listener of the show, we do want people to visit MrSkinPodcast.com/survey and give us feedback. If you give us feedback at MrSkinPodcast.com/survey, they can win a Chromecast. You can win a free Chromecast and a 1-year free subscription to MrSkin.com.
Nice.
So if you have a subscription,
what's a Chromecast? Who knows what a Chromecast is?
So funny. I know, right? It sounds like some it sounds like dental work.
It sounds like a nice thing we're giving away, but what is it?
It's badass. What it is it's a device, electronic device, like a streaming media stick that you'd plug into the back of your TV and like a USB port.
Cool.
And
got it.
You know, almost like would you say an Amazon Fire or something like that?
Like a Fire Stick, yeah.
Yeah, and it's
so basically all someone has to do is go to
MrSkinPodcast.com/survey. If you give us feedback on the show, you can win. You can enter to win a raffle. We're gonna give it away to one of the people giving us feedback.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, see? We just give stuff away. We give away titties, we give away stuff, Chromecasts.
Right.
Look at us.
Yes.
So would you be able to watch like MrSkin.com on your television if you have one of these?
That's yes.
You would?
Yeah, you can stream it from your phone to your TV.
Yeah.
And pull up a clip on your phone and then beam it right up to your TV.
Yeah, wow. You could mirror it.
It makes jerking off so much easier. In the privacy of your own home.
I love that.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, last but not least, I want to try, we're starting this at the very end of the show. If this catches on, I'll add it as we'll push it up a little in the show. But I want to try to do kind of an around the web thing because we own, if you don't know, with MrSkin.com, we also own a bunch of other websites and we have all these men's blogs and stuff where, you know, there's just some cool sex or crazy stories that I just want to grab a couple a week and just share them with you. Because unlike myself, a lot of you out there have jobs and things going on. You can't be out there looking for this. And we can find some cool stuff that you could check out. And we'll always add it to MrSkinPodcast.com.
Around the web.
One of the things we found I thought it's hilarious, and Jimmy, as a comedian, I think you'll appreciate this. So this was big over this week of the Olympics. This popped up. It actually had nothing to do with the Olympics,
okay.
But it's kind of Olympic. There's an Olympic theme to it. So we found out after the fact that it was a comedian doing it, but what originally happened earlier in the week is people thought this was an actual sailing event from the Olympics where this Irish commentator was watching the sailing, you know, the boats, and he didn't really know what was going on, so he's kind of winging it, and it's hilarious. Maddie D has a little clip of this, and then we'll share it with you guys.
You join us for the 30th Olympiad, and we're at the sailing. Yeah, there you can hear the Olympic horn being sounded. Signifies there's only 4 minutes left of this race, and it's looking very close and confusing. Some madman there going the wrong way completely. He doesn't know where he's going. Go back, you fool. You're not going to win any medals going that way. Dickhead. Some idiot's watching from the sideline there. Binoculars in hand. Lovely finish, lady. Won't mind finishing off with her. Load of fuckers there, actually. For what is essentially a very, very boring sport indeed. Very windy. There's Ireland in the background. Watch the fucking head. Nearly got twatted with the sail again. Is that the finish line? There's still a minute 30 left on the clock anyway. But yeah, it's looking very close now. Everybody's bunching together. I'm not familiar with the strategy or tactics in sailing. But come here, it's very, very exciting. We've 15 seconds left. Somebody has to win this. It's neck and neck and neck. New Zealand are getting help off the Brits there. They're sailing dangerously close to the boat. And 5 seconds. Who's going to win? Someone has to win before the clock runs out. Come on! The Olympic horn sounds and no one crossed the line before the clock ran out. Or it's the beginning of the race. It's the beginning. I got it wrong. It's the beginning of the race. Oh, unfortunately, we don't have any more time here. We have to leave. But back with more sports soon from the 30th Olympiad. Thank you very much.
So anyway, this guy...
That
this
was
the
real?
No.
No, well, that's the thing. At the beginning of the week, this was out there as this Irish Olympic commentator had no idea what was going on. And people were going crazy over this video, and as it turns out, they found out that this was an actual comedian. As you listen closely, you can see he is pretty funny. Jimmy, have you ever had to do something like this, like voice over something and just
That's
wing it
funny.
And make and have
I did
fun
like
with it?
I, at a Major League All-Star game in like 2007, they let you call like iconic sports highlights. Like they'd give you a video of something famous throughout history, and let you sit in the booth and call it. And me and my brother made a tape of Aaron Boone hitting a home run to beat the Red Sox in the ALCS.
Oh, that's cool.
But we did it, you know, like basically under the same premise. We got what I guess. Long story short, we got thrown out of the booth. We got thrown out of the booth. We, you know, we're talking about the announcer being hungover and, you know, drunk and fucked up and hookers in the Bronx and stuff like that. I actually, I got to tell you, Skin, they gave that to us on a VHS cassette. That's where the world was.
Wow.
Technologically in 2007.
Luckily, you still had a VHS player.
How about that?
It.
But
if I gave my kids a VHS tape right now, they'd look at me like, what
well, they,
do I
they
do?
Would. They might think it's a new device, though. They might. It would like almost look futuristic to people. But
Nothing that big is futuristic.
Yeah, that's true. We're shrinking, aren't we?
Yeah. But anyway, so that was a big, that was a, obviously a big thing, viral video over the week. But then last but not least on our kind of around the web, I just really quickly wanted to touch on, if I had to, no pun intended, but if I had to say what was the big story over the last week as far as nudity, celebrity nudity, not from a movie or television, it would have to be that Bella Hadid topless in Vogue magazine. These pics came out this week, and she's a incredibly gorgeous model, as you can see. Mm-hmm. And Andrea, please do breasts get much better than that?
No, this is sheer perfection. She's like a a full D, it looks like, natural. And
you think those are
D? Yeah, I do. That,
oh,
I do.
Could you imagine 5'9", 110 pounds with beautiful D breasts? Does it get better than
I mean, this nipple, too. Her, it looks like her left nipple has a little tiny barbell through it. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Oh, I just did. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so into that. And she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. Yeah. Who would have thought she had big, full boobs like that? I'm so pleased with this.
And it looks like she's wearing a hefty bag, by the way.
Oh, around her waist?
Yeah. It's some dress for Vogue magazine. But, you know, her mom is on Real Housewives. She grew up in Beverly, I think she grew up in Beverly Hills area.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure. Yep. Her mom's on Real Housewives.
Yeah, her
right?
mom is Yolanda Foster, David Foster's ex-wife, big music producer. Mm. Yeah, and she's Beverly Hills royalty. I mean, her sister's Gigi Hadid, who's another famous supermodel, Victoria's Secret Angel. Yep. She's got good genes, pretty much.
How about a sleepover at their place when you were about 12
place.
Or 13?
I know. Mom's a model. Sister's a model.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you gonna tell me the home security guy didn't install a few extra cameras at that house?
Oh, my God. But anyway, this was at all the websites I was checking out this week. These pics were all over the place. If you haven't seen them, we'll put them up at MrSkinPodcast.com.
This concludes Around the Web.
Anyway, a little taste of Around the Web, and I think we're about ready to wrap it up, guys. Whoa. It was an exciting week in nudity.
Life-changing.
You guys feel
life-changing.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
I loved it.
It was a lot of fun. We'll always have this. It was...
also, Jimmy, before you go, I want to tease next week because, unfortunately, Jimmy will be on vacation. But
how could you?
But it's going to be Andrea, myself, and actually a good friend of mine, Emily Morse from the great, great, great sex podcast, Sex with Emily.
Totally.
Is gonna fill in, and we're going to maybe get a little nudity information from a more female perspective this time. And I know I'm going to have a lot of fun with that team. That'll be next week. Now, Jimmy, we will miss you, but then we'll definitely be talking to you.
Let's be honest. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. You will not miss me. You're a damn fool if you miss me.
That's true. How can I miss you with those two?
Come on, Skin. Listen, I appreciate the niceties. It was nice. It was a nice gesture for you to make on the air, but I got to call bullshit. But no, you guys are going to have a lot of fun. I will be listening from afar.
Aw.
Okay, cool. That's very nice of you. But yeah, but have a great... Now, where are you going?
Well, my wife thinks we're going to Italy. I don't have the heart to tell her. She thinks we're going to Rome.
You go to the Italian village?
We're actually going to Rome, New York. It's right outside of Utica, I guess.
Well, that's cool. I've taken the family to Italy, and I got to say, kids love it, man. The food, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong walking around there.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to go to this place they have called the Olive Garden.
Oh, sweet Jesus, Jimmy.
Excuse me, do you guys know where the Sbarro is? real culture I am. But no, we're excited. We're going to have a good time, and I'm looking forward to next week's show. I will make a point to listen. And I'll chime in on the feedback site. And that goes for everybody listening. MrSkinPodcast.com/survey. I'm going to win the Chromecast. Am I eligible to win the Chromecast?
No, you're not.
No.
What's the point? Couple of quick reminders before we go. Do not forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and give us a good rating and some positive feedback, could you please? We're needy people. We need the affection. You can leave a voicemail for us at 304-TALKSKIN with any questions or comments you might have. And as always, we're on the web at the Safe for Work, MrSkinPodcast.com. And if you log on, you'll find links to everything we discussed today. And you'll also, you know, it's a Safe for Work site. And we appreciate you visiting it, and we appreciate you listening. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend. We're trying to start a movement here. You know what I'm saying? One nipple at a time. We're trying to take over the country. Make America Nude Again. Is that, can we do that? Is that a fair logo?
I'm loving that.
Let me write that
down. I'm going to write that down, too.
and Skin and Andrea will talk to you next week. I'm ignoring you.
Yeah, and Jimmy, have a great time with your family and look forward to talking to you.
Aside from missing this, I'll be okay. But have fun, you guys.
Thanks, you too. And take comfy shoes to Rome.
I heard that, right? That's
you walk a lot, dude. Yeah. You walk
good talk, everybody.
All right, we'll talk next time.
MrSkin.com, fast forwarding to the good parts.